Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. USDA's June acreage report showed that soybeans are king for the first time since 1983. Chad Smith has more.
The Agriculture Department's June acreage report updates planted acreage estimates from the March Planting Intentions Report. American Farm Bureau economist Michael Neveu says the June report's one of the most widely anticipated reports of the year.
Many times it results in big historical swings in futures markets. And this report shows U.S. growers planted 322 million acres of principal crops. That's the highest level since 2014 and up nearly 3% from last year.
Much of the planted acreage includes soybeans, which are at historic levels, says Neveu.
For soybeans, the June planted acreage estimate fell just short of analyst expectations, but it was up nearly 500,000 acres from the March report. For corn, USDA pegged over 500,000 acres more than analysts were projecting, and that's over 1 billion acres larger than what they had projected in March.
Neveu says that while soybeans are in the number one spot for the first time since 1983, farmers are planting fewer total acres of corn and soybeans this year.
For the first time in a very long time, farmers in the U.S. planted more soybean acres than they did corn acres. So that is absolutely a big deal up in the corn belt. Another key takeaway is that even though this year producers increased their total acreage, they're actually planting fewer corn and soybean acres in 2018. Instead, they're diversifying into other crops such as spring wheat, hay, cotton, and sorghum.
Neveu says reports like the June acreage report help those in the agriculture industry with decision-making and business planning. Chad Smith, Washington.
U.S. beef exports set a new value record in May while also significantly increasing year over year in volume. That's according to new data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. May pork exports were lower, although January through May totals for U.S. pork remained ahead of last year's pace. Beef export volume was 117,871 metric tons in May. That's the sixth largest on record and valued at a remarkable $722.1 million. That total surpassed the previous monthly high in March of 2018 by a healthy 4% and was 24% higher than a year ago. Exports accounted for 13.6% of total beef production in May, up 13% from last year. Following a record performance in April, pork exports were down in May to 217,209 metric tons, 2% lower than last year, and they're reflecting smaller exports of a variety of meats. Export values was $562.5 million, down 3.5%. Japan and South Korea continue to lead the way in U.S. beef export growth. In May, export volume shipped to Japan totaled 30,117 metric tons, 19% higher than a year ago and valued at $196.8 million. That's up 22% over last year. While low milk prices and a trade war continue to make things difficult for American dairy farmers, a Northeast U.S. cooperative is asking the government to step in and help boost milk prices. AgriMark, which represents over 900 members, sent a letter to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue asking him to implement price floors for butter, cheese, and non-fat dry milk. The cooperative would like to see wholesale prices for butter at $2.30, cheddar at $1.64, and non-fat dry milk at 81 cents. Cooperative would like USDA to purchase cheese, butter, and powder to be used in the government programs as well. Stick around, much more Inside Agriculture is straight ahead.